I want to leave you today with a story about a young man from Iran's capital, Tehran, and the unlikely bond he developed there with a rock band from California.
The first song I ever heard from Linkin Park was the song Numb. And when I played it, you know, right off the bat, I just felt really connected to the guitar riffs and the lyrics and the rage. Tired of being what you want me to be, feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. I realized I could really connect with the music mainly because I happened to feel like a failure at that time. You know, I felt like maybe my existence didn't matter at all. And here is this song that talks about I'm becoming this, all I want to do is be more like me and be less like you. It was very simple, but at the same time pretty profound. My name is Siavash Sadlu. I'm 29. I was born and raised in Tehran, Iran. Living in Iran, you know, a lot of times you feel like you're being robbed of the obvious things, you know, like, so the rage keeps creeping up. It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. My dad actually got killed in the Iran-Iraq War in 1988. I was just 3 months old when this happened. And so throughout my education, I attended schools that were specifically designed for kids who had lost their dads in the war. For me, the environment was suffocatingly stringent and obviously religious. So especially after elementary school, I really had this idea of breaking away from that environment, you know, mentally speaking. Obviously, physically, I wasn't able to materialize my idea or my aspiration. The first time I met them, it was at a coffee shop near central Tehran. It was like a modest Linkin Park fan club, and we were about 10, 12 people. People would like discuss the lyrics of Linkin Park's music, and, oh no, I think here the band is trying to make this a statement, or no, I think this is what they're trying to say. It was the coolest thing ever, you know, because I think when you're a teenager, one of the things you really strive to do is you want to be taken seriously. And a lot of us, we weren't taken seriously by our parents or especially our school teachers. When we found ourselves in such meetings, if you will, yeah, we felt like we were important people. And it was great. Obviously, we weren't able to see Linkin Park live, you know, in Iran. And I don't know if in my lifetime we will ever be able to see them live in Tehran. So we had to create our own version of reality, a reality that didn't exist, but we weren't afraid to dream. I don't know what's worth fighting for, or why I have to scream. I don't know. Came to the U.S. in 2015, and I have a ticket for their concert in Mansfield on July 27th. And a friend of mine asked me, how are you going to react just like seeing them live? And I said, you know what, I'm not sure, I might cry, you know. And I'm sure for a lot of people that will be really silly, you know, it's, wait a minute, like, why are you crying at Linkin Park's concert, not even a pop concert or something? So, but they don't know this story. Probably one of the things I would tell them is they may not really know to what extent their music has inspired people like me, you know, from a place that has remained really obscure for the past 40 years because of politics. I don't know what's worth fighting for.
Siavash Sadlu is working on a memoir about growing up in Iran. He told the story to the world's Shirin Jafari. And that is a wrap for us today. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. We'll see you back here tomorrow.